Welcome back. The white hot diamond market is on fire with jeweler sales up 29% in 2021, diamond cutters up 55%, and miner revenue up 62%. But new sanctions on Russia, which accounts for over a quarter of global diamond supply, may keep those stones forever in Russia. And for more on this, we want to talk to Fred Cuellar, a.k.a. the Diamond Guy, founder and president of Diamond Cutters International. Fred, great to see you here. And just with the situation... You bet. We'll get to your business in a second, but we want to talk about the breaking news here in Russia and exactly what they're doing to keep some of those stones off the market potentially.
Well, the idea is that about one in every four diamonds is coming out of Russia. And so the question becomes one of a solidarity in the diamond industry to not allow these stones into U.S. Markets so that you don't have somebody worried that they're somehow supporting the atrocities that are going on right now. And what's nice now is it's not like back in the old days. You can use blockchain technologies in order to track diamonds from mine all the way to an engagement ring finger. So it's not that difficult for somebody to walk into their jewelry store and say, hey, I don't support Russian diamonds, and I want to make sure my diamond is 100% not a Russian diamond. It's actually not that difficult.
Bit close to my heart because I have so many family in the jewelry business based in Antwerp and India as well. Nobody based in Russia. But I'm wondering, so mining, polishing, retail, all now above pre-pandemic levels. There's really been a remarkable recovery in the diamond business, since the worst of the pandemic. But I'm wondering, how does that impact now, you know, this sort of recovery? How does Russia impact? How does the conflict impact that? And does it sort of turn the clock back on recovery, do you think?
Well, what's interesting is during the pandemic or right at the beginning of March 2020, my original thought was, this can't be good for business. But what was interesting, we found that two rings showed up during COVID. Either you wanted to ring somebody's neck or you wanted to put a ring on it. There were literally women all over the world who said, if you're going to commit to me during a global pandemic, then you're never going to commit to me. So you're right. The demand actually skyrocketed when suddenly women all over the world said, enough's enough. You know, Beyonce style, just put a ring on it. But no, I don't believe we're going to turn back. Just yesterday alone, Botswana has already said, hey, look, short-term wise, if we have to step up, work a little bit harder and mine a few more diamonds out of the ground so that we can meet what's being pulled from the marketplace, we'll do so. And we see this all the time with oil. When someone says, well, wait a second, there's a disruption in the market, then someone says, okay, it's time to go to some reserves.
Well, and let me ask you about the diamond industry in general. We've had artificial diamonds coming online in recent years over the last decade or two decades, getting better and being more difficult to discern from them. This takes away supply from the market. And De Beers is historically probably the most successful cartel over time. Is this, in fact, a boon for prices?
I think I hear two questions there. One question is, at least that I've heard, is it possible that diamond prices get so high in the natural market that some people may decide they're going to move towards a lab-grown stone? I'm really not seeing that. If anything, the prices keep dropping on the lab-grown stones to just a few hundred dollars per carat. What we're seeing is people really want the real thing. They want something that's natural, something that has value to them. So as far as we can see, even with the overhang, we don't see there to be any issue with somebody saying, geez, I want something that was made in a lab in 3 weeks versus something that took 800 million years to grow.
You know, there are so many seasons in the diamond industry, and we just came off engagement season. We're right in the middle of wedding season. So many weddings held off last year because of the pandemic. So I'm wondering, are you seeing demand sort of surge now for naturally mined diamonds? And then also wondering, when do those prices, the sanctions on Russia, start to hit the prices of naturally mined diamonds here in this country and drive prices up?
Yeah, I think it's a great good question. Because of the way the supply chain works, is in the short term, you don't see any fluctuation in prices. So that's not going to be an issue because it takes a while for them to come down the pipeline. The question becomes is what will the price range be midterm? Based on what it appears to be with Botswana, South Africa, other countries that are going to be filling in the gaps, it's very possible that you could see 5%, 10%, 12% price increases 6-8 months from now. But is Russia being off the market a disruptor? I don't see it.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. I still had so many questions for you, including which is the most popular cut of diamond that people are looking
round.
For, but we'll leave that round. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your time today. You're Fred Cuellar, founder and president of Diamond Cutters International.